higher. We got to take you 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 higher.
Welcome back to part two of the stream. We are here live and direct from Afrojack's Jacked Beach Party in Miami. I am joined by Ravitez, who has just played. How was your set?
It was amazing. It started off slowly, I think, and during my set, more people came, and the last 15 minutes of my set, I could play anything I want, and it was crazy, so I'm happy with my set.
Yeah, you did really well. And how did you feel when Afrojack called you up and said, hey, I want you to play at my pool party in Miami? Because that's pretty big.
I know, it was a big surprise. Like, last year we played here too, and he called me this year again. Yo, you want to play at the Jacked Beach Party? I was like, yeah.
Hell yeah.
I was excited, so it was really fun.
Wicked. And what are your other plans while you're here in Miami?
So I arrived on Tuesday on a couple of meetings. Then we had this party, Jacked. And on Sunday we play Jack at Ultra Music Festival.
Wicked. Yeah. Are you excited for that?
I'm really excited. It's my first time Ultra Music Festival. So
you're going to love it.
I'm excited, yeah.
And today in your set, what was your favorite track that you played?
So I closed my set with my own track. It's a collaboration with me and Chasner. It's a new upcoming DJ. Keep an eye on that.
It's a brand new track.
Yeah.
And is that what you've got in line for your productions and releases at the moment?
Well, this track is a really club banger, club / festival, and I'm focusing more on radio songs and like pop kindish songs, so I'm busy with that too.
Okay, yeah. Wicked. Well, we hope you enjoy your set, and should we go and have a dance?
Let's go.
If you're feeling good, push your fucking hands up.
Can me never tell you about the ragamuffin business and.
Whoa! Put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up. Put your fucking hands up. Hands up. Put your hands up. Shout out to the ladies. Shout out right now. LD in the mix. What you said? Shout out to the A-Team, I see you! Wall family right now is going down. Jack SLS. You know what it is. Yeah. Come on. Are you ready for the baseline? Are you ready for it? Are you ready? court. Oh! What you say? What you say? What you say? Those hands, just clap. Those hands, come on. What is going on right here? What's up? Put your hands up. Put your fucking hands up. Let's go. Let's go. Oh. Yeah. Oh, oh. Let's go. Let's take a breath. Let me see those hands. Let me see those hands. Let's go. Let's go. Clap your hands. Everybody, clap your hands. Let me see. Clap your hands. SLS, this is Jack right now. Hands up. Hands up. Let me see it. Whoa!
Let's rock!
What they say? TOT live right now. SLS Miami. Let's go. Yeah.
Hosting duties today. You've been on the stage all day, giving it some, getting them dancing.
Yes.
How is it going? Good.
Well, right now is the vibe. Everybody is feeling good. They probably partied a little hard last night. The sun goes down. Everybody's getting loose. I'm feeling loose, so it's good. Good vibes. Good vibes.
And how does it feel for you when you go out with Afrojack and all these events, sort of getting up there, getting the crowd going? Can it be a little bit tricky at times when they're a bit like, or in general, you're like, nah, come on.
No, most of the time we show up and the people are already waiting, you know, for hours. And sometimes we fly all over the world. We may be dead tired. But when we see everybody just waiting, that just fills me up with energy and I'm already ready to go every time.
And tell me about your relationship with Afrojack. How do you know each other? How long have you been working together and things like that?
Well, basically, I've known Afrojack since he was like 17 years old. I used to be in the military, living in Holland a while ago. And he's so tall. And I told him one day when he was like 17, I said, man, you need to play basketball.
Yeah.
And he told me, he's like, no, I'll make more money DJing. And this was before his first record was even out, like really out.
Yeah.
And I think he was okay. He did okay with that.
Yeah, he's doing all right. And what are the rest of your plans for Miami? You kind of doing other stuff?
Yes, we're going to do Ultra.
Wicked.
On Saturday. Can't wait for Ultra. And got the Jack Ultra on Sunday. Yeah. And I'll also be at Quintino's party at Mint Lounge on
Saturday.
You're
going to be busy. You need to keep that voice in good shape.
Yes. Drink a lot of tea and honey, you know.
Yeah, so I'll let you get back on the stage.
Thank you.
And enjoy the night.
Thank you. Peace, everybody. We're going back live. Yeah, Ambush.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. Oh! 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 This goes out to all the beautiful people.
We keep on pushing to the top. 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 We keep on pushing to the top.
Hey. We're gonna take it higher right now. Are you ready? Put them up! Put them up! Put them up! Put them up! Everybody! Everybody! One! Yeah. that reaper. Let's work. Whoa.
Yeah, Miami is always like a second home to me, especially this Miami Music Week. Yeah, for all you guys, people, girls out there, my first time ever was in 2000, so that's like 17 years ago. Today I did like a warm-up session, which always feels good, so, you know, just get the vibe going. And as you might notice, the vibe is now really going strong, so that's like very important to build something for the DJs who come after.
Yeah, totally. Now, you've got a very close relationship with Afrojack, and you also work on all recordings. Tell us a bit more about what you do behind the scenes of all of that.
I've been with Nick for the last 10 years. We've been touring for years together and also producing a lot of records together. And a year and a half ago, he kind of approached me like, can you please run my label, because I want to develop new artists up and coming. And I'm a kind of a veteran, you know, I'm a DJ for the last 25 years, so I've seen a lot of people come and go, and right now I'm just working full-time on the label and its artists. And it was kind of a new thing to me, because I was not really into those office hours and everything, but I try to balance it out, like do a lot of studio time with the artist, travel still a lot, and also handle the other side, like making release schedules, planning, you know, working on new artists, new up and coming artists. And with Wall, we have a lot of great talent. We started with Vice. He's a singer-songwriter. We started last year. He had a tremendous big success in Europe with the single Hey, he did with Afrojack. And more recently he did Youth Have It All. And yeah, we have also guys like Ravi Tess, Oliver Rosa is up and coming, and working guys like Kidda.
Yeah.
Those are also really hot talent from Russia. Actually, they co-produced David Guetta's new single, who got out today.
Oh.
It's the new single with Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne.
Okay.
So
everyone at home, check that out.
Yeah, check that out. The new David Guetta featuring Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne. Now you know a little bit more behind the story. Co-produced by Kidda and Afrojack.
Nice.
Which is, yeah, something I can be really proud of, you know, to see this young talent already excel and work with international big artists like David Guetta, obviously, and Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne.
So you've got a lot of artists keeping you very busy.
Yeah, it's like I'm running, sometimes it's like running a kindergarten, because sometimes I got like 9 guys hitting me up, you know, all at the same time. But it also brings a lot of joy, because you can really see their career take off, and you see how they develop as an artist, which I really like to see, obviously, because I've been through that route myself, and I know how exciting that route is, because that's what music is all about. It's about, you know, sharing with the world, and you know, it's right now, nowadays, everything, because of the internet and everything, much faster than back in the days, you know. I'm an old school guy, and I was a vinyl collector, and I really had to drag like 100 pounds of vinyl with me, and you know, like the physical heavy stuff. But now you know, you have a platform like YouTube, all the socials, so it really is interactive with your fans.
Yeah, totally. Speaking of which, we are live and direct now. This stream is just about to end, but stay there because we'll be starting again very shortly with Afrojack's set. So look out for your notifications. We'll be coming back live and direct from Miami very soon. See ya.
See ya.
Up. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So you're awesome. About to go on stage with Afrojack. Are you excited? Obviously.
I'm super excited. Yeah, of course. It's Miami Music Week. Best year of the week for me. Especially when I get to travel with Afrojack. And then it's sort of a homecoming far away from home, kind of.
Yeah. And we haven't got very long, but just quickly, what are you up to? Got any releases? What are you up to as an artist yourself?
Yeah, so... Used to Have It All was our latest track together with Afrojack, and that's been super excited. It's still going super well, so all the thank you fans watching right now, thank you all for the support. And I'm coming with new music very, very soon, so I'm excited for that.
And what are you going to do on the stage? Are you just going to stand there and dance, or are you singing, or are you going to DJ, or what are you doing?
I'm going to do like a cheerleader dance.
Cheerleading, so watch out, that's coming up next.
No. I'm going to sing a couple of songs with Afrojack.
Lovely.
Yeah, so... Stay tuned, everyone.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Yeah.